G'day, this is Jeff, and this is our first midweek podcast in the What About series. So today we're going to be talking about what about voting. As I spoke on Sunday about this topic, and we had a few questions come in, so I'll respond to those. But just a bit of a reminder of the things that we talked about when it comes to voting, as we get ready to vote in the federal election this coming Saturday here in Australia, is that one of the first things that we learn from God's heart when it comes to politics and leadership is from Romans chapter 13, especially verse 1 and verses 6 to 7, is to respect our politicians and even to respect the processes of politics. You know, it's quite amazing that into the Roman world, where there was almost no regard for Christians at the time and the governing authorities were ruthless, that Paul writes that everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. Amazing. Then the end of verse 7, to give respect and honor to those who are in authority, is incredible for Paul to write that in their context, and can even be confronting for us today if we don't like our politicians or we disagree with them and we disrespect them. The challenge from God is to respect our politicians and the processes of politics. Incredible. The other thing we talked about was praying for our politicians. And we'll come back to that verse in 1 Timothy a little bit later in response to some questions. We talked about not voting out of tradition, but voting carefully. We talked about not voting out of self-interest, but voting for others. And we talked about not voting for just one value or one issue, but voting widely. So we had a question come in about the priority of values. This person asks, is there priority of values for a Christian to consider in voting? For example, do personal morals trump broader responsibilities to mankind? There isn't really clear instruction from God through his word on this when it comes to voting and leadership, only to pray that leaders would let us be free to live godly lives. That's that really interesting passage in 1 Timothy chapter 2. Let me read it to you. Verses 1 to 4, Paul writes, I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf, and give thanks for them. Pray this way for kings and all who are in authority, so that we can live peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth. It's a really interesting passage. If you're still not sure how to vote or who to vote for, one of the best things you could probably do would just be to read over and over that 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. Think about it, pray over it, meditate on it, and let God guide you as you vote. So godly principles should trump any broader responsibilities to mankind, but God's heart is for all mankind, especially for all mankind to know him. And so from that verse, if the personal morals voting helps people to be freer to know God, then, you know, the way that we pray for our politicians, as Paul said, is so that we can live free lives, to live lives of godliness and dignity. If those personal morals do allow that kind of freedom for us as Christians to live God's way, then that's the best way to go. Because when we can live as God's people freely, then God will use us to lead people to him. And that's what he's all for from this passage that we just read. You know, it makes me think as well of the Lord's Prayer when Jesus taught us to pray, may your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And God does have a will in terms of morals, but what we read in the Bible first and foremost is his will, his desire for everyone to know him. Because even if Australia is living by Christian laws or godly morals, but doesn't actually know God himself, then that doesn't help them with salvation, doesn't help them with eternity, doesn't help them with the reality of accepting Jesus and having the Holy Spirit in their life. That's the big deal. So we had another question asking, do we go to the Word of God for particular subjects? Absolutely. So if you are thinking about asylum seekers and how they should be treated, there's lots in the Bible, especially towards the Old Testament, but even in the interaction between different cultures of Christians, so the Greeks and the Jews in the New Testament, about the outsiders. If you're thinking about marriage equality and God's heart for sexuality and marriage and relationships and family, definitely. So if you're thinking about a particular issue or a value, studying what God says on it through his word is helpful. Someone says, I usually vote for a person, the candidate that I believe has a good character and how they handle pressure, because I believe that they will have the opportunity to influence the party. Do you think this is wise? Yeah, I reckon that's very wise. Voting based on leadership and leadership ability is a good thing, because our politicians have a very difficult job. And so not just as one sole issue of leadership, but in the mix of other things, voting widely, leadership and leadership capability is a really good thing to consider. And finally, someone asked or said, the Holy Spirit is my counselor, and then asked, so should I take his direction? Absolutely. More than anything else, as God guides you, as the Holy Spirit counsels you, vote freely when it comes to what other people think, and vote with conviction when it comes to what God thinks and what he says and guides you in. So definitely be listening to God and seeking him. Hope you have a great week, and I hope that as you do your research, as you pray, as you consider, that it's with joy, with freedom, with conviction, that you can go to the polls on Saturday and enjoy a sausage or enjoy something from a bake sale, and have a great time as we are part of our democracy and we're God's allies getting to vote. It's a wonderful thing. Have a great week.